T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the Full 90 Extra Time Podcast, our weekly look into Seattle Sounders FC, nerdy soccer culture, fan outrage, and attempts to understand the hottest soccer league not funded by foreign royalty, MLS. Do us a quick solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts. Give us that rating.
Definitely 5 stars.
Primarily, though, leave us a comment. We want to know your favorite ever Seattle Sounders FC player. We love it when we get new ones from Kim Keehee to, didn't they call him Fatty? Sammy Ochoa.
Sammy the Sounder, he had so much potential to be good, but he wasn't. No, this week we actually have a rating, a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening so closely.
Yes.
This week's rating comes from Dr. Villainous. Ooh. Ooh. He says, these guys are great. Was it, or she.
Yeah.
Doctors can be women. We agree.
Yeah.
Dr. Villainous says, these guys are great. It's a funny podcast. My favorite segment is the wrap-up TLDL. Too long, didn't listen, and the outro prediction. Favorite player current? Torres. Hot take, by the way. Past favorite player is Obafemi Martins. Popular choice among full 90 Extra Time listeners.
Yeah, because he's great. That's why.
Yeah. This hot take, though, choosing Roman Torres as the favorite player.
Man, he just oozes charisma.
This guy is Dr. Villainous with opinions like that.
Or this gal. I'm thinking gal. I'm going gal, okay?
Yeah.
This week, the Delta Platinum Sounders FC take on the Sounders of the East, Atlanta FC, in a battle for the Don't Hurt Us Too Bad Cup. Come on, we got to have more confidence than that.
We'll get into it. We'll see.
So far, it's a long road trip, okay? Long road trip, 3 matches away from home. The first two taking 4 points away. Not so bad, Brandon.
Yeah, not too bad. Especially coming after Sounders just played New England Revolution after playing Denver at altitude and picking up Colorado Rapids, not the
outside
Denver.
Of Denver.
Somewhere in Colorado, which is like way up in the literal nosebleeds. And we're able to pick up somehow 3 points in Colorado because Colorado is just that bad right now. And then able to pick up a point against New England without scoring any goals somehow. Hey, second shutout of the season. Congrats, Stephen Fry and the defenders, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't the attacking. It wasn't shots on goal that did this game, that's for sure. From the game, a 0-0 draw, an ugly affair. Whew, I've got some garbage to deal with it. No shots on goal for forever. It was not a particularly awesome display of offense by either squad. I think that the gentleman, shout-outs to old Matt Johnson there, who filled in for Costigan great this week again. I don't know if this is a popular take or not, but I love Matt Johnson on the television broadcasts.
Yeah.
Like me, he could use a shave, I think, because he's on TV. But, like, hey, that's personal style. I get that. But they talked about at halftime how that 3-prong attack of New England was really shut down by a Sounders defense that had that back line, had it together. I feel like Kim Keehee is playing pretty well when he's getting into position. His clearances are a little suspect. But with Chad Marshall being the guy kind of directing that and then Stephon Fry being real vocal behind him, it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like even though it was only the second shutout of the season, they could have easily had a couple more. But, you know, it's the season it's been. You know, that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, I guess we got to be happy for what we can get out of this, right?
Yeah, I think I loved out of that game. Lodeiro tried it. You know, remember that goal he scored against Santa Tecla in the Cup of CONCACAF Cup earlier this season?
Oh, we just like booted it from like half field.
Yeah, I saw him try that again, and it was like not even close to going in. But I love to just see that stuff. I like to see, as Dempsey once put it, people try and
amazing. Cool. So it's good to see that. It's good to see the Sounders get... Oh, I don't know if this is good or if it's...
Garbage.
That the Sounders just got their second shutout of the season. Second? We've played, like... We've talked about 15 or 16 games now. Come on. Got to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17 games already, just two shutouts. And how about that Nuhu?
Yeah, Nuhu for not playing in Colorado due to yellow card accumulation. Glad to see that he picked up right back where he left off with another yellow card against New England Revolution.
That's awesome.
But he also had the most shots on goal for the Sounders against New England. All of two shots on goal to Mr. Nuhu. As a defender. So, yeah, not a stellar performance of attacking display put on by the Rave Green, but you know, Nuhu is, again, just trying stuff out there, man.
you know who loves Nuhu having two shots on goal is Dr. Villainous, a lover of defenders being our offenders. All right, and on that note,
hi. Garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot
garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Hot.
Hot garbage.
We're taking the best, the worst, and the absolute crap. It's hot. It's garbage. It's
hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
With the delay, it doesn't work. That is my favorite ever.
Dang it. I was hoping I should start trying to, like, time it. Like, the way that at the end of that song where it's smoke weed every day. I'm going to try to... Try to time that like the hot garbage.
I like the correlation there. That's very nice. It's who's hot, who's garbage, and who's hot garbage, taking a look back at the match and the MLS, or excuse me, and MLS. What do you see for hot there, Brandon?
Hot.
I think despite it being a 0-0 draw, I think that the Sounders are starting to look like the Sounders a little bit again. I thought Victor Rodriguez had a quite a game. This is like something like sixth straight start after being out like so much of the season.
Hot.
I think him and Nico Lodero were able to start doing stuff, trying to do stuff together.
You make it sound like they're like fooling around on the bus or something.
I'm not saying that isn't happening. I have no idea. but I think that those two guys being able to start looking a little bit more natural, look like themselves, I think that that's massive. And then, you know, I got one more.
Okay.
Sounders Academy, the U17s, just won the national championships, literally just like an hour ago from recording.
Oh, wow.
Just won the national championships in a game against Atlanta in like the 90th minute. It was like 4-1 and they won the game.
Hot.
So that's huge. I don't know if you've seen any of those Academy games, but I've watched a few just when like World Cup's over and there's a little bit of drought between matches, between like group stage matches.
Sure.
I've watched a couple of those games, and dude, the Sounders have some players coming up. I'm excited to see those guys in the next few years.
Yeah, shout outs to all the coaching staff that we know that are part of that. Wade Weber and Pete Fewing and these guys, and like Sawatsky, like these guys that are responsible for seeing Seattle have some youth development.
Shout outs to those guys too for like being super patient with us when we screwed around with them on like CenturyLink's pitch, like shooting dumb videos and
whatever, man. It's not like Coach Pete doesn't like getting out there and in his dress shoes and taking some swings with a busted knee and hitting the crossbar on his first try. It's not like he wasn't stoked to be there too.
Yeah, no, that guy deals with college students every day, so I think he's probably fine.
Hey, Coach Pete.
Hi.
All right, let's moving on to the less than hot, a little bit of
garbage.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but in my opinion, there was a penalty on Victor Rodriguez, so that game could have been a three-pointer if we'd gotten award the penalty. I don't know. I think VAR exists for a reason, and that seemed to kind of miss it, in my opinion.
Young referee whose name I can't remember / pronounce, and it looked like he kind of had a thing to prove there. He was handing out the yellow cards and not looking back.
Yeah. Yeah, so in a game that was that I actually, for being, like we said, a nil-nil draw, for a game being on paper very boring, that game could have gone Sounders' ways in a couple different times. And so, to me... That's garbage. for possibly dropping points via penalty.
Garbage.
You know what I think is garbage? I think that after the match, there wasn't some sort of arranged fight between Brad Friedel and Casey Keller, who have to be mortal enemies.
Garbage.
And they both compete.
Who's the best bald?
I'm the best bald because I talk about it on the TV. I'm the best because I'm the coach of a team.
Who's that? Is that Brad Guzan coming in from the corner, dropping an elbow?
Hot.
Get your sweaty bald heads out of here, you three bald keepers.
I thought that was going to start or end differently than it did, but bald head is definitely... Okay, great. Moving right along. Also garbage, the first shot on goal for either team, Casey Keller called it out during the match, and I was shocked that at half there were zero shots on goal. In the 73rd minute on a chip to their keeper, that was like the first one that kind of got on target.
Garbage.
Pretty bad. Also, there's a stat that I never know what it really means, but they put it up sometimes when it's like kind of lopsided. At halftime, the stat for duels won was like 28-6 in favor of New England, and come on.
Yeah, garbage.
That's like one of those stats that always during the post-match press conferences that Brian Schmetzer is always like, oh, I'm looking at the duels that we won, and I'm really proud of the duels that we won despite the loss and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that is not going to hold up this week then, I guess. Oh, we got a point on duels lost, so there you go.
Hey, at the end of the day, a point is a point. We don't come by those very often these days.
Yeah.
The Sounders are hungry for points wherever they can get them. So I think that you got to start. There are now must-win games as opposed to what the front office might have told you the whole beginning of the season. Some of the games are must-win games if you want to make the playoffs.
Well, but it's interesting you say that because last week we talked about how the Sounder squad needs to average something like 1.85 points per game here on out. Two on the road and you walk away with 4 points, that's two per match. That's meeting that expectation. So not...
That's math.
That's...
Hot.
They kind of nail it now, going somewhere that is
hot
in Atlanta, that possibly is not going to be maintainable. But even then, you say, this team on the road, 3 matches in a row, even if you could walk away with 4 of 9 points, I know that that's an insane world that we live in where I'm like, well, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. You'd hope, I guess, that Atlanta can't score because Stefan Fry is a Swiss American god, not full of holes like cheese, but that he's able to maintain that, and we can see the Sounders walk away with another point in Atlanta.
He's a Swiss god in that he is holy.
Hot.
Also, you should be removed from the pod for that. If there was penalty boxes in soccer like hockey, you'd be taking a minor.
I'd take that orange card.
Yeah, okay. Moving on to hot garbage. Boy.
My favorite statistic from this game is not duels won. It is not shots on goal. It is streamers per goalie.
And
Stefan Fry definitely wins. There's like at the beginning of the second half, Stefan Fry standing in goal, and he's just like, all of the fans in the Revolution's like 5-person supporters group in the end of Gillette Stadium throw like all of the streamers that they could buy at the Boston Party City, and they all land on Fry, and he had to make a save like diving through a whole set of Party City streamers with like 3 colonial dudes wearing like carrying muskets behind him.
Yeah, the cowards too. When a ball came at them, none of them rose to the occasion. They all ducked.
I wish one of them would have shot it.
Oh my god, that would have been incredible. The problem is it takes so long to reload those old timey guns.
Yeah,
you know, like when they made the amendment that covers that. Anyway,
also new nickname for Arnold Schwarzenegger: old timey guns.
Garbage.
No, I'm sorry.
Hot garbage.
You know what? I'm going to tell a little story here about a guy whose name is definitely not Joe, and he definitely was not dressed in a gorilla costume. But this person who's not Joe and not in a gorilla costume, a streamer hit him while we were in some seats somewhere. I wasn't there, but when I say we, I mean we, the Sounders fans. And a streamer hit him in the back, and he turned around and saw it and was like, well, I've been drinking. And he took that streamer and threw it, and it landed on the field. And no fewer than 5 or 6 minutes later, after he had removed the gorilla costume to be anonymous, a stadium security person showed up and was like, "Hey, man," and he was like, "Yeah," and they walked out peacefully without much objection. But like in Seattle, you're kicked out for throwing stuff on the field. It seems to be encouraged, but again, these are people that have "Wicked" written on the sides of their of their pitch there to advertise like wicked awesome deals at the Sullivan's Tire or whatever the crap it was. So
I thought you were going to say that it was like tattooed into the side of their bald heads.
But only Brad Friedel. Like,
yeah. Also, hot garbage.
Hot garbage.
Brad Friedel's like fake English American accent. I don't know if you like heard that post match, but
of course,
it's weird, that's a thing, man.
He like sounds German English American. It's like he like lived in Europe for too many years.
Who does he think he is, Madonna?
He is Madonna. You put a wig on him, you'd never know, right? The Duns?
Yeah. Buff Madonna.
Yeah. No, regular Madonna.
Regular Madonna.
She's a total badass in goal, man.
Yeah. No, but here's a real hot garbage that I got. So, if you currently go to the SoundersFC.com homepage, there is a sign.
Hold on, let's pretend I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a picture of brand new signing from Peru, Raul Ruidiaz, which is not how you say his name, but the only way I'm going to say his name. So it's a picture of him, and it's right front and center on the homepage, and it says, "As if the Sounders have given up all hope of ever doing anything good again this season." It says across the top, "Now taking 2019 season ticket deposits."
Hot garbage.
You have nothing to look forward to for the rest of this season, but hey, we just signed this guy. Next year might be okay.
Also, we gotta pay him. Yeah, like he doesn't pay for himself. He's not playing for free. Buy your ticket.
Hot garbage.
2019 season ticket deposits because we broke and we need to pay this guy's $10 million salary.
Hot garbage.
All right. I don't even know what to say about that. I personally don't. Shout outs to Brian who pays that deposit for me. I share his tickets, and so he can be mad about that. I'll just continue to make jokes on a podcast. Okay, well, it's time for people getting mad on the internet after anything happens at the match. It's This Week in Fan Outrage. That was way too hot.
The first fan outrage comes from De Snowman, who on Reddit says, "We need Kobar back."
Way to talk smack. That's amazing.
how bad? Look at. Okay. There's two things I got to say about this. First of all,
one
is that Aaron Kovar is not that bad. First of all,
we need Oba back. That's what you say. Kovar back. Yeah. Okay, with his 9 starts in MLS history, we need Aaron Kovar back to be flicked in the nuts by Brad Evans, who we should also bring back to do the nut flicking.
And two, screw Aaron Kovar, because the last time, like, Aaron Kovar and I were at a holiday Christmas party where there was a raffle.
For one, Brandon used to work at Seattle Sounders FC, so he would have been at a Christmas party with him where there is a raffle.
Right. So Kovar and I were at this Christmas party, and there was a raffle, and I was like, I hadn't won anything all night. And finally, like, there was at the end of the night that I had put a raffle ticket in to win, like, a brand new Xbox and a bunch of stuff that came with it. I put it in. I was like the second to last person to put in a raffle ticket, because the last person to put in a raffle ticket was Aaron freaking Kovar, who came in with like a handful of them. Mine was like the only one in the whole bag. Aaron Kovar comes over with a handful of them and is like, "Sorry, bro," and like put them all in. And then he won the Xbox by the end of the night. And I was, so anyway, screw that guy, and he can keep his dumb thing and LAFC, wherever he plays.
Listen, couple things about that. One, it's sad that he needs that Xbox, so like he's being paid so little that he's got to put in a handful of that he's competing.
His salary of $13 a year.
I mean, he's competing against the guy who's making minimum wage to work 70 hours a week at the Sounders. And the least he could do is just like let you have that shot. But no, he's got to do that. So.
The best thing is, like, when I was working at the Sounders, the first thing that any player would ask when they got signed by the team was, like, "So when do I get the new Xbox?" They think that they play for the team that's sponsored by the Xbox, that they would get a free Xbox. You would think so.
Think again. All right.
Gotta win it in the raffle, bro.
In response to "We need Kovar back," M. Reed replies, I mean, I don't even know how many ha's there are here, but it's which gets severely downvoted, but one upvote from old Greg. What else?
This is kind of like one of my favorite outrage, because we read a lot of people who are just like so pissy and like react so poorly to everything that happens. This is my favorite fan outrage to date. It's Wild Det who says, "This was a severely boring affair."
I barely used my kerchief.
I could barely see the game through my monocle. That's how boring it was.
And almost fogged up from my enthusiasm.
So thank you, Wild Det, who says that. It says, "This was a severely boring affair," because, yeah, sometimes you don't have to be the maddest. Sometimes you just have to be a little bit perturbed.
Now, to my friends that have your Sammy Ochoa Sounders kit on right now, i.e. Sammy Ochoa's mom, you might want to tune out for 35 seconds here.
Somebody says, 2018 Clint Dempsey feels a lot like watching Sammy Ochoa, which, if anybody remembers Sammy Ochoa's tenure with the Sounders, it was unremarkable.
I believe that the tenure was swifter than he ever was on the pitch.
If you, like, if the, thank you, Wild Det.
I would call it a severely boring affair.
I would just say that, like, the fact that I have to say, if you remember when Sammy Ochoa was here.
Yeah, who's mad about that? Like, how are you, oh my God, all right.
And then my other favorite thing is, like, regular humans comparing themselves to professional, like, trained athletes.
Yeah.
So another guy says, regarding Clint Dempsey, says, granted, I'm only 25, but I could beat Clint Dempsey at a race at any distance.
Unless that race is spitting rhymes.
Yeah. Unless that race is loving Texas so much.
Unless that race is I gotta
pick that. Yikes.
Just mark that down. 24:50. All right. Beep. That one won't stand. In the words of James Woolard, rubbish.
Let's give you the hot garbage red card for that one.
Oh, I think so.
Hot garbage.
I have to watch what I say on this thing. This is amazing. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit up some headlines, including talk of Stefan Fry, a really strong Sounders future, and a bit of a dude with a real first name of Carl coming back to Seattle next on the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. All right, it's the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. That break is just a small piece of music that we can use for any amount of time that we want if we want to go watch more soccer or whatever. It's a really exciting World Cup week, Brandon. Sounders on the road, so can't get excited about that. But I know that they're doing a really cool event on Sunday. They're going to be showing the World Cup final. By the time this comes out, that will probably already be determined, but it will be... Are you okay with me spoiling today's match? Do you know what happened?
Yeah.
It'll be France versus... Beep. Okay, there we go. And they're going to be showing that match at the Seattle Center before then using the big screen set up there to show the Seattle Sounders versus Atlanta FC in Atlanta at that super stadium that they have. So that's a cool event that you can get a chance to come hang out with some fellow Sounders fans. I will not be there because I will be asleep. I don't actually know what I'll be doing. I'll be at home with my baby. Any plans to go down there, Brandon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, great.
I haven't thought about it.
Okay, so in headlines, Stefan Fry put his name in the lights.
Yeah, so despite, you know, very few shots on goal from New England Revolution against the Sounders, Stefan Fry got named to the team of the week because of that other match that he played against Colorado. The most insane save of the season, I believe, potential for save of the year. Stefan Fry hung out to dry. Dives, basically recreates the save from the MLS Cup to the opposite side. The ball behind him reaches out his whatever hand it was behind him and paws the ball away. It was one-on-one. It was like, it was a ridiculous save.
The dude is part Pegasus. He's a flying magical unicorn horse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Swiss one at that. A Swiss-American one at that.
Sounders under 17 team. We mentioned this already.
Yeah, so Sounders U-17 team advanced to the final for the national championship, and then they won it. So congrats. They beat Atlanta. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come this weekend for the old dudes who also wear that same color.
Gustav Svensson's real name isn't Gustav?
No, Gustav, this is a headline. This is not just like a fun fact. This is a headline
Breaking news.
Da-da-da! Gustav Svensson's real name is Carl. His name is like Carl Gustav Johan Svensson or like, something
like that.
Like
the neighbor in Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Yeah. It was kind of like his parents went, hey, how can we give this guy all of the Swedish names before his last name? So they said, Carl Gustav Johan, son of Sven.
Bjorn.
Damn it, we missed one.
Ha, you fools, there will be a better Gustav, Carl, whatever, Gustav Svensson.
Update, I just did a public records request in Sweden, and it looks like somebody did scratch in Bjorn in the margin of his birth certificate.
That's a quick update, I appreciate that. and then how about a little tip from a Panamanian journalist?
Yeah, so last week in a USL match, Sounders played against Swope Park Rangers, home of Brad Evans currently. Played a match against
for
Swope
real?
Park. Yeah, for real. Played a match against Swope Park Rangers, and a young Sounders S2 player coming up, possibly had a very bright future with S2, went through a nasty challenge, broke both his tibia and fibula, and it was like gnarly, like it was terrible.
This is Steve Zakawani type injury, right?
Exactly.
So
yeah, this
could be potentially career ending,
right? Which sucks for like a young dude on a team really trying to make his name. So
yeah, that's awful. I've had a tibia break before. It is not awesome. And to add the fibula to that means it was probably a complete clean fracture, which is just awful. Gnarly stuff.
Oh, I don't even like to think about it. I feel like we should have probably ended with the whole Gustav Svensson's name is Carl thing, because that's just like such a bummer.
I hear that when they go to fix his leg, they will actually take some locks from the head of Roman Torres, Panamanian magical unicorn man, and tie them around Mr. Narbonne's leg, and it'll be healed, and he'll be fine. He has nothing to worry about.
Injury update, Francisco Narbonne didn't actually break all of his legs. He actually has a severe case of elephantitis.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Hey, but he can get a movie made about him.
Nope. I do not stand by this joke. That's terrible. When we come back...
Man, the actual Sounders injury generator went down, so I have to just start making stuff up on my own, and my stuff is way less fun.
The Sounders injury generator is down due to proxy server. That sucks. When we come back, we'll take a look at a preview of the upcoming match. Oh, it's a frightening match playing on the road in Atlanta versus a team that is real good, next on the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. All right, Brandon, not a whole lot of history between these two squads, because one of them is brand new and real good. We joked at the beginning of the episode, but they're filling the stadium like crazy. They've got a real fun, exciting team. It feels a lot like the 2009 Sounders FC squad, and our squad feels a lot like the 1988 New York Cosmos. I don't even know if they were good that year, but I'm just saying that's how old they feel.
Yeah. If you like teams who play in stadiums nicknamed Megatron's Butthole,
yeah.
If you like teams who don't win a lot of games, if you love scoreless draws, you're going to love this match.
Yeah, I'm in. That's 5 points on the road. I'd take it.
Yeah. The Sounders' only ever previous meeting against Atlanta was at CenturyLink Field, and that's exactly what we got, was a 0-0 draw. So I don't know if a lot of Sounders fans are going to be satiated by two 0-0s back-to-back. But hey, I think points, like we said, points wherever you can get them at this point.
Raul Ruiz Diaz is finally going to be available for selection with the transfer window open. He can finally play, as can Wayne Rooney, on that garbage team in D.C.
A fun fact, which is actually not fun, Yosef Martinez of Atlanta has more goals than the entire team of Seattle.
Yosef Carl Martinez.
Oh, I forgot his real name is Carl.
He has more goals than the entire team.
Yeah, so Yosef Martinez has like 18 goals, and the Sounders have not that many. So
he has 18 goals for real?
No, sorry, maybe he has 17 goals. I wrote it down somewhere. He has a lot of goals, though, and it's like it's definitely like it's one more goal than the Sounders have on the entire season. You've been listening to the full 90 Extra Time with Carl and Carl.
Yeah.
All you Carls out there, get home safe. Thanks for listening to this podcast.
Now, Carl, when are we going to see Carl Leerdam return for Seattle Sounders FC? McCrary's been doing a great job filling in, but like, when are we going to see the star that we, the hothead that we have, usually playing on the wing there?
How could he slap? According to Brian Schmetzer, Kelvin Leerdam is at least supposed to be healthy enough to be playing against Atlanta.
Atlanta has 40 points and is first in the East, and Sounders have 16. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, like, not a lot of points, and Atlanta has kind of a lot of points. So, yeah, it's how math works.
It's some good math you got going there. It's match 18. Yeah. It's Atlanta FC first in the East versus Seattle Sounders FC 10th in the West. It's Sunday, 11 a.m. here local time. What time is the World Cup match on? Oh, no. Is there conflict? That's terrible.
No. The World Cup match is a lead-in to the Sounders match.
Now, when we're looking at this match, when we're trying to find someone to get behind for Seattle Sounders FC, based on what you've seen these previous weeks or what we're looking to see in the future, who's your hero for the match?
I think it's going to be Raul Ruidiaz.
Bad news, the villain is that Raul Ruidiaz is not going to be good until 2019, according to the season ticket deposit. So, last time a 0-0 draw, that seems like something we could hope for. Another boring match of soccer, according to Around Seattle on Twitter. Who do you think the villain will be for old Atlanta there, dude?
I think the villain is going to be Around Seattle for spoiling the game for you again on Twitter.
Oh, I'm not mad. The match ended up being way better than I thought. It was actually good. It set my expectations differently. Now, we've gone over a lot today. We've talked about getting 4 points on the road out of two matches. If you could get a fifth one or even three more, that would be great. Even coming home with zero is not going to feel as bad as it potentially could have with two big back-to-back road matches 2 weekends in a row. But if you had to sum this down into TLDL, too long, didn't listen, maybe you're just waking up or something like that, what's one thing you could give me?
Number one, I say if your favorite thing about soccer is the ability to get points without scoring, then we've got something for you.
I learned today that the stadium in Atlanta is called Megatron's Butthole.
Too long didn't listen. Atlanta is Seattling better than Seattle, but Seattle is really good at Torontoing.
And shout outs to Carl Svensson.
You know who you are.
Take a deep, dark look into your crystal Pepsi ball. What do you got in front of you, Brandon?
Oh, I think that Carl Ruidiaz is going to step in and score 3 goals, and it's going to be Carl to Carl.
All right, this one's very simple. What looks like it's going to be an ugly game is going to be won off of a stunning right boot, a goal that takes Seattle Sounders 1-0 over Atlanta FC thanks to Chad Ochocinco.
His name is Carl, damn it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.